In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Man, I gotta admit, I really screwed the pooch on this one this week.
What? Who?
I really effed up.
I was
I was walking out of Walmart, just your weekly, you know, pandemic going outside for groceries that you have to do every once in a while.
This is story time.
It is story time.
Okay, yeah.
I thought I'd make a day out of it. I thought I'd go to Walmart, I'd bring some headphones, fully charge my phone. I was going to jam because I had to get a lot of stuff because I don't go out that often.
Okay.
So I'm getting everything. And on my way out, I'm like, I thought I remembered where I parked. I knew the general area, but I was getting over there and I'm still listening to music while I'm just jamming. I'm moonwalking with my grocery cart looking for my my car.
Okay.
And I can't find it. And I am pretty shameless with, like, hitting the alarm button in a crowded parking lot to, like, just for a second, just so I can get, like, a general direction of, like, okay, it's over here. I can now find it.
Sure.
Right? So just one beep, and then I'll find it. But I left my headphones in. So I let my alarm go off, and I did get a general direction. But then as I walked in that general direction, I still, like, was looking around, and I'm like, I still don't 100% know where this is. So I do it one more time, and I take my headphones out so I can get a clear, like, I know exactly where it is. And I hit the alarm, and a woman standing right next to my car loses her mind. I scared the life out of her.
How far away were you from the car?
Not very far.
So how bad are we talking on the...
So far, not far enough that she looked around thinking... Clearly with a look on her face of, who's doing that? And I, with keys in my hand, my eyes glanced past her, and I saw her hesitate and do a double take at me. And so I just kind of casually put my arm down as I continued to walk in the opposite direction. Because she was not happy, and I felt bad. Like, I think I scared her twice. From what it looked like I had scared her the first time. She was looking around, and then I scared her a second time.
Okay, that's her bad, though.
Is it?
If she gets... she can get spooked once. If the car next to you just pops off out of nowhere, then, like, okay, that's scary. I'm scared.
She had a pretty big dude with her, too. He did not look happy, Kevin. I went into fight or flight mode, and I chose the latter.
He said... Pushes the alarm for the second time.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, who's the idiot that keeps setting their car alarm off? Jeez.
That was me. If there had been any more eye contact at all, I would have had to be like, "Who the heck is doing this?" out loud, and be like, "Hey, you know what? We're gonna find this guy, this jokester.
You're scaring people over here."
Anyway, I gotta go. So, if you just want to get into Walmart real quick, so I could. I literally kept walking until they were at a healthy distance, and then walked back to my car.
So, were they about to leave, or are they going?
They were
into
going in.
Okay.
And I was leaving. It was embarrassing. It was a rough one, man. That happened like 2 days ago, and I was like, I have to tell everyone.
Well, you know what? The worst case scenario is that you're both, well. I don't know how that would work.
Well, no.
If you're both,
I
was about to say going into Walmart. You're both going into Walmart.
Why would I be looking for my car?
Darn it! I just had it right here.
Like walking away, I'm like, did I park?
Oh, I forgot my mask. Oh, no.
I'm like, just a very forgetful man. And I'm like three cars down. He's like, oh, Houston, you did it again. Oh, man. I will say, I forget my mask more often than not going anywhere. So I'm usually in a hoodie just because it's cold now. So I throw my hoodie up over my face. And I every time I get a mask, because they always have some for you,
yeah.
I am still just like, I don't want to come across as someone who's like, I'm not wearing it and I'm upset that you're handing this to me, but I'll wear it because that's the rules. I don't want to come across like that at all. So I'm always like extra grateful. I'm like, thank you so much. I forgot it in my car.
Hey, look at me. Thank you. Thank you for this.
If we weren't in a pandemic, I'd grab you by the face and let you know how much I appreciate this mask.
So I don't...
Yeah, I effed up. That was my story. I screwed up bad. That was a bad one. Welcome to Phantasmagoria, the show that is an exorcism for your ears. People forget that part. I don't know, and I don't remember to tell them. So
it is, though. So all the bad stuff that, whether it be physical or spiritual...
Yeah. If you don't see a physical release building up in your ears... Yeah. You're not listening to it, right? I have a question that I will... pull up right now. In 1 second. Okay. What will my grand do when Richard Attenborough dies?
Who? What? Huh?
What?
Grand?
My grand. Like, short for grandma.
Oh, okay.
I guess it could be short for grandpa. Grand is
neither... Oh, no, it is grandma. Both. No. Oh, yes, it is.
Grandpa or grandma?
Grandpa.
It could be, what will my grandfather do when Richard Attenborough dies? David. I don't know why I said David. Do you know who Richard Attenborough is?
I know the name is familiar.
He's the Jurassic Park man.
Like the guy that made, like...
The one that found the mosquito.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, okay. The old fogey who effed up like thousands of people. Yeah,
several people killed.
Yeah. I don't think has he ever remorseful in those movies? Is there ever a point where he's like, I shouldn't have made dinosaurs. This was a bad move.
What even happens to him?
I don't think he gets eaten.
Does he just, he's like, bye.
he might.
Security's down, but my helicopter is not.
The dinosaur experiment failed, so I guess I'm leaving this island with all of them on it.
Wait. So is Richard... It's Richard Attenborough? Yeah. Is that the name of the actor? Or
yes.
Or is that the guy?
That's Richard Attenborough.
Okay.
So this person is asking what their grandparent will do when they die. Do you know of any other dinosaur-wielding old men that could maybe hook a gran up?
Gran is just anxiously waiting to bring the dinosaurs back from the dead.
Oh.
He's like, I can't do this with this guy around or else he's going to sue my butt for all I'm worth.
You're saying, oh, so you're saying, question asker is saying, my grandfather has a scheme to hatch dinosaur eggs.
Right.
When is the expiration date on Attenborough? When's that carton of milk going rotten?
I can't attempt this because of my fear of him taking all the credit for it.
Well, jokes
on
you.
He's like, hey, that was my idea.
Jokes on you, Grant. David Attenborough's going in a case of amber. That's been his plan from the start.
Yeah, okay.
He read that script and he was like, oh, I know what I'm doing with my acting money. I know exactly what I'm doing with my acting
money.
He's
like, this is a no-brainer.
David Attenborough read the script for Jurassic Park, turned to the director and said, why are we making
a movie of this and not just doing this?
Why are we just making dinosaurs?
Well, we don't want dinosaurs to eat people. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why aren't we doing this to, like, me or you?
He's like, I'll do it. I'll run a Jurassic Park.
I'm about to die? Then just put me in some amber and... make me live forever. I don't know why we're making this a fiction saga.
I literally have a serious problem though with how they do dinos in that movie. They just make them horror movie monsters, and that just would not be the case.
That is kind of true.
Like
just ravenous.
Yeah. Do you remember in World when all the birds are released and they're just crashing into things. Do you remember that?
I don't think I got around to watching
with
World.
Chris Pratt? You never saw it? Okay.
I've seen like clips, you know, the memes.
So there's like a big dome where all like the flying pterodactyls and stuff are, and like the smaller flying dinos, and when it's broken and they all release, they go straight for the town with all the people, like the food and gift shops and all that, and they are just dive bombing into concrete and windows, just crashing into things at top speed, which is like, they wouldn't do that. That was my first thought watching. I'm like, this is dumb.
So, okay, yeah, here's a question. So they extract...
One of them takes out a helicopter, flies right into the engine, and then...
I don't know what this is, but it's going down. So the plot of Jurassic Park is they extract the DNA out of the dinosaur and clone it.
Out
right?
of the mosquito.
Yeah. That's
I don't know if they found more mosquitoes, but you don't find T-Rex blood DNA in spawned stegos, which is like the premise of that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I
have a lot of problems with Jurassic Park, actually. I'm not even kidding. The first one is bullshit. And not for the reasons you think.
I'm sure a few of the reasons you think, but let us add on to that list.
Dude, I was working like two jobs ago, like a few years ago. I was ranting to a boss about this when I was just hanging out with him in his office, and I walked out and there were people like waiting. And they're like,
he's like, Houston, your shift ended a half hour ago. Shut up and listen to this.
They're like, that movie is dumb. No, but there's like a part in the movie.
Hey, customers, hold on another hour, please.
Yeah, no.
This kid's onto something.
No, that the customers were the ones who were like, wow, that is a dumb movie.
I got more than what I came for.
Yeah. But they, so in the movie, have you seen the first one?
Yes.
So the scientist tells the people who have been granted permission to visit the island.
Lucky them.
Yeah. That they made every dinosaur female so that they wouldn't breed.
Okay.
Because they don't want like the population getting out of control, and it's experimental, and it's like, okay, that makes sense. Like if you can control all of that, like if you can bring dinosaurs back, make them all female. That works. Because they're hatching them in labs and then releasing them.
Sure.
So then, like halfway through the movie, when they're like in the jungles trying to survive and stuff, they find that they are reproducing, and they're like, what? Why? And then one of the scientists who's with them is like, oh, well, to patch some holes in DNA, they used this species of toad, and that species of toad can switch its gender. Because that's like a real thing. That's like a real frog.
Yeah, I know the toad.
Like they can like breed with anything, can like become anything. There's snails that do that, everything. But my problem is that these are top-of-the-line scientists who brought dinosaurs back to life and had the sole goal of, let's make them all female.
They're like, we cannot... Hey,
we can't let these produce.
We can't let these guys make more
of
themselves.
But while we're at it, let's add in the frog that can change its sex so that it can breed with anything?
Oops.
Like what?
Oh, we've missed that.
This
doctor.
This project would have so much planning, so much intricate detail in every step to make sure that this went perfectly. That would never happen. I think you could run the simulation a million times, and this is only one point on my tour of reasons Jurassic Park is dumb.
You'd rope off an area and be like, "Okay, this is the experimental toad dinosaur place where you and they but instead we had all right little guys get on on
go breed we're not gonna watch you, we're not gonna monitor, frolic." And like you would make one or two dinosaurs, calm plant-eating dinosaurs, and you would say, okay, let's watch these for like 5 years, make sure this goes well, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bring back the entire Cretaceous period and then just release it to the world like they did. It makes me mad. What was the point? We're talking about David Attenborough.
I don't know. I can't remember where I was going with the whole DNA extraction thing.
Yeah, promise I didn't bring this to the table like, oh, I'm gonna rag on Jurassic Park for a while. It just kind of came out of me. That fire that fire got lit while I was talking about David Attenborough.
It's a very touchy subject.
It makes me mad. Dude, no joke, with your adult common sense thinking brain rewatch the first Jurassic Park, and like every 5 or 6 minutes you're like, no, dumb, that wouldn't happen.
Houston came into this and he was that he's surfing the web for his material for this episode, and you just it took 1 second to crop. You scroll through, it doesn't matter how much you scroll through, as soon as you see Jurassic Park on there, it's
I originally planned on setting up, like, if you, Gran, really wants to talk to David after he passes, like, maybe some kind of Jurassic shrine. Maybe you just put the DVD in the middle of, like, a summoning circle. Maybe that's how you get to him. I don't know. That would be my first guess.
But, yeah. This is Angry Ghost Angel. Not the username.
No, that's not the question asker. This wasn't
not the
OP. This wasn't a pissed off celestial being trying to commune.
Oh, it was. It was. It's just that's not who wrote this.
Oh, gotcha.
This happened when I was very young, over 25 years ago. The city I live in has the largest cemetery that runs along one of the two main highways going into or out of the city. So if you're traveling along the highway, there is no way to avoid passing the cemetery. How dare they set it up that way?
The cemetery?
A city.
I don't think they planned that.
The city? If
it's because of land and where they bought land, it's convenient to start building around this thing. I mean, I bet the cemetery was there before the McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, like it makes sense.
Yeah, but it's like you can't get in or out.
Ours is kind of like in the middle of town. We have a pretty big cemetery.
Well,
right?
that's what I'm saying. The middle of the town.
A church building, right? Just for monks and whatnot.
Anyway, one night we were driving into the city and the cemetery was coming up ahead. As a young child, I would always close my eyes or keep my head straight when passing it at night. Well, this night, I saw something that I will never forget. There was absolutely no rain happening.
Wait, didn't they just say that they closed their eyes every time they passed it?
What? Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
How would they see anything?
Well, okay, let's see. You know what? You have debunked the whole story. False.
I was going to say, too. Just the way you phrased that, like them saying like every time we drove past it, reminded me of that that famous picture of the kid like walking past the wine section in a grocery store, and he's like averting his eyes because it's like you're not supposed to drink wine as a kid.
There was absolutely no rain happening when all of a sudden a huge lightning.
Just one. One big one.
A singular lightning. Flashed, and for the split second, the entire graveyard was illuminated bright as day, and I saw what can only be described as a huge winged angel with a big sword raised above its head in both hands, about to come down on a grave as if it was attacking this particular grave.
Oh my goodness.
What a description. Way to capture that image.
I'm there. I'm there.
In a flash of lightning. there was such an intense face of rage on the angel, quote unquote, and also it looked like it was made of the same material as the other tombstones and statues built around in the cemetery. Again, all this in a flash of lightning.
Yeah.
He's like, what is that, limestone? Oh, that looks like solid granite, maybe. Whatever that grave is there, I'm going to go with granite.
Limestone just really hit home for me. I just struck a chord. That was really funny.
I asked everyone else in the car if they saw it too, and of course, no one did. Of course, typical.
Oh.
Typical family members not paying attention to the graveyard.
Typical paranormal experience. Only you get to see it. Yeah. Oh, man.
So what's the lore behind...
What's the deal?
The angry ghost angel.
Well, I mean, you don't even know if it was an angel. Isn't that like
That's
Satan's whole dealio?
True.
Sometimes he plays little tricks on your eyes. I don't think angels get pissed. I think that's like their whole thing. So,
but they do slay.
They do slay. I think
they do fight bad.
I think the Tolkien fans who have read the Bible got just real pumped on that Adam and Eve stuff with the whole flaming sword and the angel guarding the tree.
The
Tolkien fans read that part and they were like, okay, that's dope. And so they're just ready to see it. Like look through this person's post history. I guarantee they're on the Lord of the Rings subreddits. Guarantee something fantasy. They're just
like,
too into it. They want it. They want to see
this
that.
This is a movie.
You know that there's people who want to go to heaven just to see Bad Boy Flaming Sword. That's all they want.
They want to be Bad Boy Flaming
they
Sword.
They want to be Bad Boy Flaming Sword.
So, okay, but Bad Boy Flaming Sword may not be all it's cracked up to be.
That can't be his name.
Bad Boy Flaming Sword? Bad Flaming Sword Boy?
I guess that works. That's technically more of a noun.
It may not be all it's cracked up to be. Okay, what if we've just witnessed the celestial janitor?
For that one gravestone?
Well, what business does this angel
you know
have?
What? Well, this is someone who's already passed, and I'm assuming if this angel
and
knows
them... And they're restless.
Well, I'm assuming if this angel knows them, they're already in heaven. So maybe this person is like... He's like that guy at work that like... Like, you can't, like, he doesn't do anything wrong, ever. But, like, there's just something, and you're like, just F that guy. F him. And so this angel just thought, you know what? I'm going to defile this grave.
Wow.
I felt like a more dramatic jump, even given the fact that we were talking about celestial coworkers.
Defile his grave by slicing it in half. Yeah. And making it no more.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm
there could be a ghost
you,
down there,
is,
I don't know.
Okay, this is what's going on. I've figured it out.
Okay. Lay it on me.
We're all waiting for Armageddon, the rapture,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
The days, baby.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and people that are dead,
mm-hmm.
they have to wait until the
yeah.
whole thing
yeah.
happens, okay? And people... The spirits in the graveyard, like, they'll get antsy. Somebody will get antsy and be like, you know what? I'm tired of waiting. And the angels are patrolling around going, you guys are to stay put until the rapture.
Oh.
So this angel is, in a sense, playing this angelic game of whack-a-mole. Just keeping these ghosts in their graves until the proper time. Wait. Until Armageddon, and
Holy
then
Spirit.
You can come out.
Bonus round! There's a lightning storm over these graves.
So
wow. So wow! We're going to hell for that one. Oh my gosh.
As soon as they start popping up, the angel's right there, ready to whack them back in. Maybe even knock them unconscious for a couple of years. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how time rolls
on
the other
so
side.
Funny. That's so funny.
But that's
yeah.
just my take.
If that
I'm
was
pretty
the case,
freaking sure that's what's going on here.
If
so.
That was the case, I think we'd be seeing a lot more lightning because I think there'd be a lot more souls who were like, I got to get out of here.
Oh, no.
I'm so bored.
The lightning was just a coincidence.
Oh, the lightning was a coincidence?
No. I'm saying that's going on all the time.
I thought the lightning was associated with the angel bringing down the sword.
No.
I thought that was like the strike of lightning.
I can't knock that. I can't knock that idea.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you make more sense that the lightning illuminated the scene that was happening, that he saw.
So instead of knocking them back into their grave, they're just wiping them from existence.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, you don't want to wait for the rapture? Zap! Exiled.
Now you don't
gone.
Get a rapture. Should have been patient. Isn't that a virtue? Isn't that one of the virtues, patience?
It is. That is a virtue.
Yeah. Maybe that's the final test. They're like, okay, you did good on Earth. Now sit in this coffin until I'm ready. Until God is ready to come.
Somebody's like, I have to pee. Zap. Gone.
Oh, dude, could you imagine if you died feeling a sensation? Like,
oh, no.
That you like were stuck with that sensation? That'd be brutal.
Could
you imagine perpetually for eternity feeling the need to pee your pants?
No.
That would be brutal.
That's like the one of three things that just really, really upsets me in life.
I have to do that in this moment. And I can't imagine a greater punishment on my friend, on anybody. I would not wish it. All right, I got a new thing here. And you know what? I'm tired, Kevin. I'm tired of beating around the bush. I'm tired of not talking about the things that are important.
Let's get down to brass tacks here.
I'm getting political.
Also,
on
can
this
I,
show.
Can I really quick say that for probably 20 years of my pathetic life, I thought that brass tacks was like the like a tax collector, like taxes you pay instead of like thumbtacks.
Are they not? Kevin, are they not? Is it not a tax collector?
It's not. It's not.
Brass tax?
Like
I've always
brass.
I've never like thought given it any thought, but I guess if I think about it, I think I would have assumed it was something to do with tax.
No, it's
but I don't
it's
know.
Like a tack. Like,
then where does that come from?
I don't know. I'm just
you're just the messenger. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just spreading the word.
Yeah, we're finally getting political on this show. I'm not afraid of anyone anymore. I'm not afraid to offend people. If the left represents yin and the right represents yang, aren't conservatives ideally meant to symbolically represent life and light?
Who? What? Whoa. What?
Well, Kevin, first answer my question. Yes or no?
The answer... Oh my gosh. I want to say no, but his logic is foolproof.
Well, if they can provide me a footnote of a source of where the left represents yin and the right represents yang. Oh, wait a minute. Are they talking about the physical circle?
The symbol, yin and yang.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, no, now they have a leg to stand on.
Yang's on the right,
now those
perhaps?
Liberals are probably shaking in their boots.
Is that where the white... is the white side always on the right side?
I believe so. Yes. You know, let me look up a yin-yang symbol right now, and I'll go to Google Images, and if they're all the same, I would assume yes. Yin and yang symbol.
It's just yin-yang.
Yeah, right's on the left. No, wait, no. It's not always.
Right's on
there
the
are two
left
images.
Is what you just said.
Well, the right. Shut up, you know what I mean. There are two images at the very first, and they're on opposite sides. So no. This is based in nothing.
Okay.
This person's assumption.
So he's just trying to push this agenda, like...
I think they're trying to sound smart in like a... Well, it's clear that the white one's on the right, and that also is something for politics.
Is that what that represents? Is that what the white...
No, it's for like a religion.
No, is the white in the yin-yang symbol supposed to represent light and whatever the heck he said as well? I can just... Okay, you know what? I can assure you that no is the answer to that question, because... Conservatives, I mean, I'm not some
Everyone's
political
just people.
I'm not some political warrior, but no party is just like,
oh well, we're the
light
yin,
and
we're
truth,
the...
and the other party
is
like
we're
the opposite.
Hey, we're the evil party. It's a sign, yin yang. We couldn't do anything about it. Sorry, everybody. I didn't read the subtext of this question, and I am so sad that I didn't and get it ready, because this person seems like genuinely distraught and like needing answers. The subtext is, if this is true, why are some of the conservatives in the USA so negative instead of positive? It breaks my heart.
Oh no.
So I'm assuming this person is conservative and is maybe in recent times seeing some negativity. I'm not taking sides. The details of this, Houston is putting his hands up and backing away. I'm not touching that. What I am saying is this person is sad that there seems to be negativity in their party. But because of the sadness, that makes me think that their original statement is one that they think is truth. That yin is conservative and yang is... Or maybe I have that backwards, but you know what I mean.
Okay,
but
well,
I want to know where they would find that information. Where can I find...
There's a simple explanation, okay? First of all...
Teach me, political scientist major Kevin Siraj.
Thank you for addressing me in my appropriate
full title.
It's
been... I haven't yet, which I'm sorry.
People don't often.
Well, they don't... You don't really brag about it, so...
First of all, if I just don't think that I can practically convince this guy that he that it's just not true what mm-hmm. he's saying. But that's the reality of it, is that's just not correct. But though I can't convince this guy that the conservative isn't just light and truth, there is a black symbol on a little black dot circle.
Ah, inside
the inside. You can't. Yes. That there's your negativity.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can't just.
Okay.
Okay, great. White means light and truth, and that's where the conservatives are. Okay, well, the yin yang isn't just completely white.
Yeah.
So you have to have.
You gotta have balance, baby. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole point
mm-hmm,
of the yin yang.
Mm-hmm. So sorry, labels. Most of you suck. You got the one white little circle of the good ones, but most of you are terrible. I don't shoot the messenger. I'm just bringing you the facts. This is the political commentary people have been waiting for.
I can see the early politicians of America. When they're like separating into the two parties, and they're like, "So what do we?" And like somebody
dibs on the good one.
Somebody
dibs
just,
on the good guys. That's like kids calling in make pretend.
Somebody turns around and looks up at the stained glass yin yang symbol on the wall, and they're like,
"Okay, this was like 1600s ancient America. I doubt they had Chinese symbolism in the freaking courthouse they signed."
I doubted it too, Houston, until I read this post.
Well, I mean, it's the yin yang symbol is the foundation of American democracy. Did you not know?
Exactly my point.
If you were to break into
that's
the Supreme,
what the guy's suggesting. He's like, well, yin yang says this, and we're obviously founded on yin yang. So
if you watch those videos where like it's the Supreme Court, I mean, it's kind of hard to miss, but there is at the judge's podium a yin yang symbol right at his microphone. There's not, Kevin. You're looking at me actually confused. There's not.
They're all sitting in the meeting, and they're like, all right, so we are the Republicans. You guys are the Democrats. Who's who?
Yeah.
And the Democrats are like, I guess we could be bad.
we'll be yang. Whatever.
Moving on to my next gold nugget of truth. This is
really fast because I also Googled, does the yin yang apply to politics? Nothing came up, by the way, at all. But one of the top
Sad.
Most people also ask is it bad to wear a yin yang symbol? And the answer is some Christians may feel that the symbol isn't godly and doesn't bring a person closer to Christian beliefs. So,
okay, well, I guess
so. No yin yangs for us. I guess
we're cutting that whole bit out of the episode.
It's not allowed to talk about. I didn't realize it was of evil.
I feel like I should also quickly mention that
I know a good number of Christians. I don't know anyone that's like, yin yang. No, not here. not in my Christian household.
Get that satanic symbol out of my presence.
Yeah. Don't they know that? Never mind. I'm not gonna associate Christianity and the Conservative Party. I'm not gonna cross that bridge.
I bought yin yang eye contacts.
Oh, dope. Oh, well, you're not Christian then, I would assume.
Yeah. So that was about 7 years ago.
Okay.
Bought colored contacts that were each the yin yang symbol.
Each.
Like the contact itself.
A full yin yang in each eye.
Was it? Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. And so that happened.
Okay.
In my life.
Yeah. No, I mean, I had a cousin who bought some who, they got rid of the color in his eyes. So he just had a black pupil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was freaky.
They are conversation starters. And that is all I will say about that.
Oh, no, this isn't a real Sharing Gun. I just thought it'd be cool to put in a colored contact.
Well, yeah, the other bad
Nobody
part about
panic. It's not a real Sharing Gun.
I'm not... Okay, no.
I'm not actually Sasuke from Naruto. I know you might think that, but...
This story is titled French Flesh Thing? Question mark?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's
yeah,
appropriate.
Yeah. I hope.
And disclaimer, this is a tiny bit lengthy, but not like super bad. I was in France with my family in the southern countryside in 2019 on holiday in the summer. I won't drag on with boring details, but
I will reiterate that I was in France during the summer.
But spoiler alert, this is exactly what he is about to do.
Oh, good.
I won't drag on with boring details, but we were staying in a two-story villa with a swimming pool that was enclosed by hedges on three sides.
This is a humble brag.
With a gap in one of the hedges to go back to the house and a fire pit just outside the house. Every night...
Before I tell you about my paranormal experience, it's important that I remind you how loaded my family is.
I don't want to drag on with these boring details, but...
But the waiter did serve an entire rotisserie pig almost daily. Wine from the finest golden goblets I poured over the hedges because it was not to my liking.
That sailed over on the Mayflower.
What?
With the pilgrims.
I don't think they would have brought wine with them.
Oh, yes, they did.
They, like, half of them died on that. You think they'd be like, well, we better...
Yeah, and the ones that didn't were partying. They were happy about not dying.
Touché, fair.
After I had finished, I was... oh my gosh, no, I skipped way far ahead. Every night we had to put out a... We had to put a pool cover over the pool to stop leaves and whatnot from getting in. My dad told me it was my turn to put the pool cover on as he had done it two nights previous. And I had just finished unspooling the cover and dragging it across the pool very slowly. After I had finished, I was admiring the view from the poolside across the well-lit French terrain. It was around six. This guy just...
Kevin, if
the
you,
most
if
detailed...
we didn't have these, if I didn't have this picture of perfect serenity, how would I be afraid of the French flesh?
Where is the novel version of this story where he does include the boring
Touché.
Details? Like,
you should message him. You should be like, hey, can I
if
actually...
If you surgically remove the boring details out of this story...
Can you actually give me the boring details, please? I would very much like a full picture.
I have the rest of my life to listen, so...
Dude, that would actually be real... You should, like, legit message him and see if he responds. That would be really
with a
funny.
Freaking a PDF.
Yeah.
Downloadable file.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be funny to read on the show. Well, actually, it probably wouldn't.
It's
be.
One episode. The whole episode is this kid's story.
Oh, gosh.
When my eyes dashed to the quick movement, it was unlike anything I had ever seen. I could see it running out of our neighbor's garden. Imagine, okay, Houston.
Okay, I'm
here. A little exercise for you.
Yeah.
Imagine a hairless dog with no head or defined pores.
Okay, wait. I was imagining very well until defined pores.
No mouth, eyes.
It doesn't have a head.
Okay. I just noticed that.
You want to talk boring details? There are your boring details. It didn't
he
have
has
a,
no head.
It didn't have a
no
head.
No mouth.
But get this.
No eyes.
Forget this.
I don't know
no
if you've ever
eyes.
Seen a, I don't know if you've ever seen a head before, but it doesn't have any eyes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any nose,
yeah.
Teeth, no head. No eye, no mouth, eyes, or visible orifices.
Okay.
Orifices. Houston.
Yeah. How good
had...
a look did you get at this dog?
I know, dude. These people, this is, I'm just, this is the second story in a row from me of
just a ball
freaking
with...
Sherlock.
It's just a pink ball with legs and a tail. And no butt?
It had a skin tone like a white person.
Oh,
and it moved in bounding leaps.
What is that? I know what that means, but what is that? Did it have, like, human-looking skin? Or
white,
was it, like, pink?
Houston, think of a white person.
I'm here. I'm
that,
looking at one.
That skin tone.
Okay. What?
It moved in bounding leaps.
Good.
As a dog does at full sprint, but without the grace.
I can actually...
It had no grace, Houston.
You can't enter this bad boy in any shows. He will get kicked out. Can you imagine this
he's
thing bounding
this
across?
Thing, he's like, wow, That is so ugly.
Yeah, you
look
see
at that
this
form.
Thing,
terrible.
You see this thing bounding across the lawn, and you can't. You're
That's
terrified.
The first thing.
And then the immediate second emotion is, oh, that poor thing. No coordination. I will teach it. Butler, bring the dog whistle.
I don't think I've heard anything about him being terrified yet.
No.
Nothing about looking terrified.
I don't
All
know
we've
if,
heard so
if
far.
If I saw this thing clumsily bounding, if it wasn't coming at me, and I just saw it fumbling through the yard, I'd be like, Do
that
we
is,
call the hospital?
Yeah, that is the first opinion in the description so far. No head, fact. Hairless, fact.
Orifices, gone.
Grace?
Pores?
That's an opinion.
Yeah. In the eye of the beholder. Quick question. I am stuck on the pores. I was there and I forgot for a second. What does that mean, what he said about the pores? Does that mean that he had, like, gaping giant pores?
Dude,
or, like,
I
none?
No,
pores?
It means that he didn't have any.
How would... Kevin, I truly... I'm sitting maybe 3 feet away
guy,
from you. I cannot tell
yeah, this
if
is
I'm
a guy
looking
that,
at any pores
that
or not.
Looks at an organism and goes, look at the pores on that thing.
I guess there are some people who, like, if they're, like, in a hot area, like, sometimes their pores open up and you can sometimes see that on some people.
I don't even...
But to, like...
That doesn't even cross my brain.
No, never. But to look at something and be like, well, I can usually see the pores on people, and this dog flesh monster...
I couldn't see
I don't
one.
See it. I don't see anything.
It looked like a lot of skin tone, fleshy cartilage, very smooth, and without contour. This is turning into a flame fest of whatever this is. No grace, no contour.
Yeah.
Just kill yourself.
Just a 3 out of 10. On the dog show scale.
It was about waist high of an average man, from what I could see. I could see its stump, where a head should be on a dog, pointing diagonally up straight ahead of it, which did not move while it was running. I had a clear...
Stationary, like a chicken's head?
I guess so.
This was a chicken. This was a big hairless rooster. Featherless rooster.
I guess...
Is that not the description?
I had a clear side above on view for about 3 or 4 long seconds before logic kicked in, and I realized that if it sensed I was there, I would be in possible danger.
How? What is it going to do? Flop on you?
Ram you like a goat?
It doesn't have any things to bite or hurt
Thrash
you.
About?
Yeah.
And potentially
in
bruise
fact,
you?
If I see that something doesn't have a head... That is like a Houston guarantee that I'm probably going to check that thing out because it can't bite me. That's like, oh, I'm safe in this scenario.
I was 15 at the time. I have always had perfect vision.
Oh, Mr. Humblebrag.
I want to use that word again. Perfect.
2020.
It can't be better.
Can you have vision better than 2020?
Yeah, 2020 is like, it's like,
oh, is it really?
The lower the number, the better your eyesight.
Oh, yeah. I've just seen people say like, oh, it's good because I have 2020 vision, which means they have like,
yeah,
I thought
no,
that meant the best vision possible.
That's horse manure. I don't even know why people say that.
Oh, interesting.
Nobody does. But, so yeah, this guy has perfect vision.
Okay.
Whatever.
00.
Yeah.
00 vision.
And maybe even into the negatives to infinity and beyond. Because you can't get better than this guy's eyesight.
He's rich. He's got it all.
And there was absolutely nothing obscuring it. I am a septic, and even I could not justify what I had seen. My whole family didn't believe me and basically called me crazy or tired, but I was wide awake, and I know what I saw. Mm-hmm, plus, our other neighbor's dogs, who were kept about a mile in the direction it was running, started barking later on at about 8. Then we heard dogs barking further off in the distance at around 9.
Okay, hold on.
So according to my calculations...
You've got perfect sight. Can you hear a dog barking from a mile away? In France? Well, I guess I was thinking Paris when I said that. But no, France, there's a lot of countries, so maybe. But
that is decently far, though.
A mile? And then you're telling me you heard more further than that? No.
He's like,
you can
on the hour.
You have one perfect thing.
Hey, guys, everyone, it's 9 p.m. Shut up. I hear them.
I hear the dogs.
The dogs.
They're coming.
I talked to my neighbor directly opposite of our villa, and she said she had no dogs. I talked to the neighbor with dogs about a mile up the road, and he said he hadn't seen anything. This is my first time posting. Has anyone else seen something like this?
You know what it sounds like more than anything else? it sounds like this person doesn't really know what a dog is. Like, it sounds like he experienced this flesh thing running through, and he, like, as he watched it confused, he thought, is this a dog? I keep hearing people talk about dogs. I think this is it. So maybe he's like, I heard something bark.
Is this
bark.
What they look like
I
in
know,
France?
I know I've heard they bark, so I'll go ask the neighbors. Like, did you hear a dog barking? And they're like, we don't have dogs.
Perhaps
like,
a roof dog sound. If I,
as,
I don't
as
know.
As memory serves, because I've heard lots of dogs in my day. yeah, I don't know, man. I don't even know what to like add to this story, really. Like,
we don't have to add much. The story was long and very, very detailed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there is not...
I will say...
Was not very ambiguous.
The bulk of his lies about detail were all in the beginning. Like, the rest of it was fine. Not too bad.
I suppose so.
But
yeah, unless you see that thing again, we're all good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a weird animal. It was dark.
It's a freaking
whatever.
Ungraceful flesh bag.
Yeah, what's it
going to
do? Nothing is the answer to that question.
Until you physically see it cause problems.
Yeah. We say that, but we talk about ghosts on this show a lot and sometimes they don't physically cause problems. They just curse things and move around and
yeah, but this
ain't no ghost.
This isn't cursing anything.
This isn't a ghost.
This thing was cursed. It's a freaking walking curse.
I lost my page with my next story.
Oh, you're going to have to hear a fill in by yours truly.
I literally lost it. It's gone.
A story about... Oh, wait, is it actually really?
I literally lost my entire thing. You tell your next one. I'm going to keep looking.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, everyone. But you know what? Hey, what is
hiccup?
Episode 72, and this is the first time I've lost one. I think that's pretty neat.
73, I think, actually. Yeah. Who cares? Nobody listens to this. okay, so here's my short, sweet, to the point. It's called A Weird Experience. I was on my phone in bed the other night, and I dropped it. Being too lazy to get up, I leaned over to the ground to get it. Top half of body leaned off bed, bottom half on bed. I was just... I don't know how to say this word. Viscously?
Viciously?
Viciously? Is that how
There's
you spell vicious?
There's a C viciously, yeah.
But is vicious spelled with an I? I-O-U, or is it just O-U?
Let me see it. Let me see real quick.
Maybe it is viciously, and I'm just an idiot.
You might just be an idiot.
It looks weird to me.
Viciously. That's viciously.
Mm.
Yeah. You stupid
Guess
son
I just
of a
need
gun.
To go back to the first grade. I was... Just, and I, okay, here's actually what threw me off. I was just viciously moving my hand across the floor. I just wouldn't.
Yeah, no,
I didn't think that was the word that.
I revert my insult. You are not stupid. This person doesn't know how to write English. English sentences.
It's a typo.
Maybe it's not their first language, actually. There's a lot of people on Reddit like that, so maybe I won't rag on that.
I was just viciously moving my hand across the floor to find it. It was pitch black.
Oh, I'm not going to dwell on this any longer.
Finally did, and grabbed it. And just as I was about to pull myself back into my bed, as clear as day, a voice very loudly in my right ear went, "Night." I quickly got back in my bed and hated life. Anyone else experience anything like this?
Night. And I looked up and I said, yeah, it is.
That is the time of day.
That is, yep, night sky.
Yeah, it's a good night. Night.
Oh, so you think question asker was being rude?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like ghosts, demons, bad spirits of the like, they get a bad rap because they have these very threatening voices.
Yeah.
And so if you
but
hear
if you
something,
were trying to scream through the veil,
you hear
you'd
a
be
ghost,
you'd have a crazy voice too.
You hear a ghost give you this raspy like, "Night," and you're like, I'm in trouble.
But that's a dead guy.
But maybe
he has a raspy
but
voice.
Maybe this dude is just like, "Hey man.
Good night."
Good night.
Yeah.
"Sorry I sound like a freak, but like
you could say
I,
it back.
I can't do anything about that."
That's when it gets scary. You hear night, you get into bed, you're freaking out, and then you hear a whisper, "Say it back."
And you're like,
look me in the eye and say it back. Oh, that tickled my throat in the worst way. Ah. Oh, you're going to hear bad noises for the rest of the podcast. Now, I have to get this out.
Yeah. Houston has that voice from here on out for the rest of his life. 30 years down the road, they're like, "Dang, what happened to your voice?" And you're like,
"I tried talking like Batman on episode 73.
Yeah, I feel like that's what's going on here. I don't know why. Not just any person, but anything. Any conscious entity would say night to you unless they were telling you to have a good night.
Yeah,
night.
Well, there's no other context, right? Like, there is no other context for the word night that I know of where you can just say it and it is a sentence.
And it means something.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're answering a question, which there was none.
Yeah.
So this guy, I really don't think you have anything to be afraid of.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
If the word was die, then
you would have a bit more of an issue on your hands. I would be moderately to extremely concerned about that.
I have heard that word used many a times in threatening situations. Me myself, but like in video games, movies, and whatnot. But night, no, that's the safe word.
It's the what now, Kevin?
You hear night. In fact, I'm declaring it right now. Night
is the safe word?
Yeah, you are safe.
That could get confusing quickly. I don't want to get explicit, but that could get real confusing
fast. This is the point in the podcast where I just start spewing things. So
I mean,
unless you found your story, we're going to have safe words like night.
It would just be so confusing.
Hey, man, night.
No, I mean, the context of a safe word.
Why? Explain yourself.
You know what I'm talking about. Kevin, I do not have to break this down for you mid-podcast. You know what a safe word is?
Yeah. I'm in trouble. Night.
No, it's... A safe word, Kevin. So, Kevin...
You know that things are chill. That
right.
You are in trouble.
But
I need
generally
help.
Speaking, a safe word is used in the context of when a man and a woman love each other very much and they're doing something that might be a little risque, something maybe potentially a little dangerous. There's usually a word appointed of no matter what we're pretending or what the fantasy situation is.
No.
This is the word we say that means it's time to stop.
No.
And I thought that's what you meant this entire
time. No, that is not the popular use for the term safe word.
That is absolutely.
No way. I challenge you.
I have never.
I challenge you to a poll.
In my life, Kevin, honest. Honest, I'll swear on my name.
No.
I have never heard the term safe word outside of that context.
I've heard it on Disney Channel. I swear it. I can't tell you the show. I can't tell you the movie.
Well, now I kind of want to know the show.
I can't believe that. One of us is the idiot here.
It's not
and
me.
I
promise. I thought this entire time you're thinking this ghost had a safe word for this person.
Well, you know what, Houston? Maybe he does. Did you ever consider that? Maybe he does, and I'm not going to talk anymore about it.
Do you see now why I said that could be very confusing if it was a safe word? Be like, are you done or are you going to bed?
Night. I choose not to dwell on that
oh my gosh,
entire conversation any longer.
It's
Please spare me.
It's on the internet. It's over.
I won't even listen back to the episode.
Oh my gosh. Someone rang my doorbell at 3 a.m. I'm very scared, question mark. I was asleep.
Wait, whoa, why is there a question mark after that?
I don't know. I'm
Are you scared? Are you confused on whether you're scared or not?
That's if they know their punctuation, that's what it would assume.
All right. Yeah.
I was asleep when someone tanged my doorbell at 3 a.m.
Tang.
It's a gong. Dang. I checked out my blinds.
That would be gong.
It would be gong, but it didn't fit with
this
my joke,
tang.
Kevin. I checked out my blinds on the second story and saw a car sitting out front. The doorbell only rang once. It freshly snowed. I went downstairs and saw the car suspiciously loop around. It sat outside my neighbor's looking in. Did not see the person. The next morning, I checked and there was absolutely no tracks. I know I wasn't dreaming because I went downstairs to check and the car was still there. Plus, I audibly heard the doorbell. It kind of felt like a dream, but I know it wasn't because I moved my shade to look outside at my car. My heart is beating so fast. Is it possible this was a paranormal experience? I think maybe aliens, or possibly being visited by a beef coon. I need to look
Excuse
up what a beef coon
me?
Is ASAP.
Whoa, 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 whoa. A beef? Like a beaver coon? Or a beef coon?
A beef, like a beaver.
A beef coon.
Or possibly being visited by a beef coon. Or was it my drunk Uncle Nate, as my drunk Uncle Nate puts it, the perfect crime? This was 5 days ago.
What?
Well, you know drunk Uncle Nate and his words of wisdom.
What
a way to credit that to your drunk uncle,
oh,
too. There's
Hold
a thing
on.
Everyone says, you're like, well, as my uncle puts it, the perfect crime. It's a line in SpongeBob.
Houston, we need far more time. This is a first story type of story.
I'm sorry. What? I wanted to end with a banger.
What? Can you just explain the situation to me in your own words? Can you paraphrase this story?
Doorbell goes off, wakes me up. I'll put myself there.
Sure.
I'm Houston. I'm here. My doorbell goes off. I get up. I go to the blinds. I poke my head out. I'm like, who's that? Who's
doorbell
that? Who's in my house?
You kids.
There's a car out there.
Okay.
I'm assuming the lights are on. It seems like the car was on, and they're watching it, and so he goes down to check, and the car has, like, looped around.
Mm.
And then he heard the second doorbell. And so now he's freaking, but then he woke up the next morning and went outside and there were no car tracks, there were no footprints, nothing. Like
what,
nothing
is
in the
a
snow.
This kid a freaking Native American tracker?
Well, I mean, like if you're worried about a car and you go out to like check something, like maybe they left something or maybe they're being shady, you might notice, like I could see someone noticing like there's no tracks
at all. Car? On the road?
Well, if it snowed.
Oh,
it snowed. Yeah,
okay.
It snowed in the story.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
However, snow can cover up tracks
pretty freaking fast.
But
he said it had freshly snowed. But, I mean, unless they were awake all night to see if some more snow fell. But it sounds like he's pretty sure there wasn't. So let's assume that no more snow fell. Right?
Okay. So this is a flying car. He's getting doorbell ditched by Harry Potter and Ronald Weasley.
Well, no, because he saw the car drive. But now they... So there should be tracks.
Oh, he saw like wheels on the ground drive.
I guess technically he didn't measure the distance. Maybe he was floating just above.
Well, they can't jump out of the car from very high up, Houston.
Well, I've looked up the beef coon, and there are images, oddly with an iCarly watermark in the bottom right corner, but it is a beaver raccoon hybrid up in a tree.
Is that a iCarly original?
I don't know. There's an Urban Dictionary.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
A rare animal who lives in Mount Baker National Forest, which has the head of a beaver and the body of a raccoon.
Why do I care about this animal?
Because it might be what caused this.
How on earth could... How?
That is my question.
That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard on this
there
podcast.
There was a weird car outside my house. Was it the beef coon?
I don't understand
driving
it all.
Your car or getting rid of the tracks or ringing your doorbell? Like, which of those three things? Because it couldn't have been all three.
He says a beef coon or as my drunk Uncle Nate, was it? The perfect...
You know, good old drunk Uncle Nate.
The perfect crime. I don't have an inkling of an idea of what these things mean. He could have said, was it a slice of cheese? Or was it Zeus, the Greek god?
I think this guy has just had a very sheltered life, and he is, in fact, describing...
Was it an anglerfish that lives at the bottom of the ocean?
He is, in fact, describing classic doorbell ditching as the perfect crime.
He's just saying anything.
Yeah, no.
The perfect crime?
Mm-hmm.
Where, what? What is that?
The doorbell ditch.
The doorbell, so these ninjas doorbell ditch this guy's house, not once, but twice, and they get out without a trace.
And I will say, not without a trace, he caught them, and he caught them dry, and they drove back, if there was a doorbell ditch, they drove back around to check their handiwork.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't understand how the beef coon could be a factor,
if you're putting the work in to cover your tracks, then you getting spotted driving around is the same thing.
Right, right. And, I mean, I've doorbell ditched as a young kid.
Actually, I guess you could use it as an alibi.
I got peer pressured into it. I really did. I never once in my life genuinely was like, oh, let's go doorbell ditch. I always had friends who were like, let's go do it. And I was like, no.
12 years old was boring, Houston.
I didn't want to make people mad. I was a gentle lad. that was a good rhyme. But what I was gonna say was, if when we did doorbell ditch, you always are at some sort of safe distance where you're hidden, but you do want to see your handiwork. You want to see him come to the door and get all, those crazy kids.
Of course.
Ringing my dang doorbell.
Yeah, you can't. You have to stay and watch from a safe distance.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe that's what they were doing. Maybe that's why they circled around. I don't understand how it's the perfect crime. I don't understand why there's a beaver or a raccoon involved, let alone a fusion of the two.
And now that I think about it, it probably was the beef coon.
Behind the wheel?
It's starting to make more sense to
me. Okay, well...
Ringing doorbells.
I'm not there
driving
yet.
Around with no trace.
You might need to walk me through your process.
This is typical beef coon behavior.
We might need to watch the iCarly episode for reference. Because I know nothing about this animal.
That we may do.
Yeah.
That we may do.
Could be pretty dope. How are we doing on time?
I think we're up.
It feels like we're way short.
We are an hour in.
No way. That's wild.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're ragging on Jurassic Park and talking about beef coons. Thank you guys for listening. Phantasmacast for TikTok and Instagram. Check us out. And hey, I've started doing this with a lot of the posts, and I kind of want to get it going. If you do repost things, do it with the hashtag fam, but PHAM. I think that's what we're going to... Because we've always called the Phantasma.
Sure.
For the fans.
I like that.
I like the fam. I really... That's like a fun spin on some hip modern lingo, as the kids call it. So yeah, if you guys are going to repost and share stuff, use it with the hashtag fam, with a PH. Because, you know... Like PH for fat, because it's cool. That's another one for the kids used to do.
Fs are out, dude. PHs are in.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for listening. Do you have any plugs you want to do for music or anything?
I'm going to hold off this episode.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've already plugged it. They know where to find you.
Exactly.
But,
So I really don't want everybody to just listen to the same thing every episode.
Yeah, touche.
I'm more of a guy that just likes to remind people every, you know, so often.
Yeah,
touche. Maybe once a month, twice a month. We'll see.
When we have merch, you'll hear about that every episode. Every single one. But thank you guys. We love you. And life is only going to be as spooky as you make it.